as a result of the activity of these beings or powers, one step, a term was set for every eager power restraining its will to monopolize the world. Each eager power that was released into manifestation had a will to monopolize the world for itself. But the intervention of these beings restrained that will, and a term, a line was set beyond which each power could not proceed. A groove of bronze prescribed for force and act. Every force, every act had to turn into a groove, bronze to indicate strong, and shown to each moment its appointed place. Each moment was not free. Each moment had to occupy the place intended for it. Its appointed place, four-wheeled inalterably in the spiral huge time loop fugitive from eternity. Now the sense is, each moment of time had been bound to occupy a particular place in the flow of time. Time loop is something hanging from the infinity above, and in that huge time loop, which was in a spiral, not linear, each moment had its appointed place willed in advance by these beings. Inevitable, their thoughts, like links of fate, imposed on the leap and lightning race of mind. The thoughts of these beings imposed a chain, a link of fate on the leap and lightning rays of the mind. Nobody's mind could work as it chose, not only on the mind and on the frail fortuitous flux of life. On the flux of life also a link of fate was forged, and on the liberty of atomic things, even small things like atoms, they didn't have the liberty to function anymore on their own. Immutable cause and adamant consequence. Everything had a determined cause and a four-wheeled consequence, which could not be changed. Idea gave up the plastic infinity to which it was born. Each idea, as it comes into being, comes from infinity. But now, with the operation of these beings, it had to give up that plasticity and now traced out instead small separate steps of chain work in a plot. He didn't have that large swing of infinity that it originally had. It had to work in small, separate steps in a plot of play, a plot of drama. Immortal ones, now tied to birth and end, torn from its immediacy of errorless sight, knowledge. Now knowledge is this noun, subject. Knowledge, which was once immortal, but now subjected to birth and death, it had by its right errorless sight, but now it has been torn from that exercise of error-free sight, was rebuilt from cells of inference. Knowledge is no longer self-born, but each inference acts like a brick, and all these cells of inference acting like brick build up the knowledge from below into a fixed body. Flask and perishable knowledge was built and given an artificial body. Flask is an ornamental design on a shield. It is something decorative and perishable. It is no longer immortal. That is, knowledge also has been reduced to a perishable state, erected out of the bringing together of the cells of inference. Thus bound, it grew knowledge, built this way, grew, increased indeed, but could not last. There was a contradiction in its very birth, and therefore knowledge could not last and broke. And to a new thinking's body left its place. Knowledge broke, died, and left space for a new knowledge. That is the process of how we have knowledge in our world. Each theory is given up and a new theory is accepted for a while. A cage for the infinite's great-eyed seraphim thoughts was closed with a crisscross of world laws for bars. For the infinite's great-eyed seraphim, angel, high order of angels, thoughts having the character of angels, they were put in a cage, and that cage was closed with a crisscross of world laws. Thoughts which were free, thoughts which are infinite in nature, they were confined to a cage whose bars were made of man-made laws of the world and hedged into a curved horizon's arc, compressed into a sharp arc of horizon. It could not see beyond that arc. The erased vision of the ineffable the rainbow vision of the ineffable, indescribable reality was cut off, and only a fragment of the beautiful vision of the reality could be obtained through this cage. A timeless spirit was made the slave of the hours. Clear enough? The unbound was cast into a prison of birth to make a world that mind could grasp and rule. Why was all this done? It was done in order that mind could grasp this world and rule this world. The world had to be compressed into certain limits, certain boundaries, and only then the mind could grasp and rule. On an earth which looked towards 1,000 suns, 1,000 sources of light, that the created might grow nature's Lord. This is the intention. Original intention was that the creature of earth might one day grow the Lord of nature, and matter's depths be illumined with a soul. Matter's nascent depths may be lit by a soul which is a spark of God. On such an earth, they tied these beings of mind, tied to date and norm and finite scope, the million mysteried movement of the one. They tied, confined, the million mysteried movement of the one reality to date, means time, norm, a law, and finite scope. So what was infinite, they tied to the finite. What was boundless, they tied to a law. What was eternal, they tied to a date. Now, this is the first phase. We spoke of a triple world, triple ascent. The first stage, first gradation, which we have just completed, is characterized by concept, mental concepts which imprison the idea. That is, the whole thing is a world of thought indeed, but up to this level it is the limiting concept, limiting power of mind that rules. Next, we come to the next grade. Above stood ranked a subtle archangel race, archangel, something superior to angels, with larger lids and looks that searched the unseen. These eyes had larger lids, had a vision that looked at the unseen. They did not want to circumscribe what was seen. A light of liberating knowledge shone across the gulfs of silence in their eyes. In their eyes there were gulfs of silence. And behind the gulfs of silence, there was the light of liberating knowledge, a self-existent knowledge. They lived in the mind and knew truth from within. They did not have to construct knowledge from the cells of inference, anumana, but they lived in the mind and knew it from within. A sight withdrawn in the concentrated heart. This is a hint to the sadhaks, he says, a sight withdrawn in the concentrated heart. We have to first concentrate ourselves in the heart, and our sight must be fixed there. A sight withdrawn in the concentrated heart could pierce behind the screen of time's results and the rigid cast and shape of visible things. When a sight is directed from that position, it pierces through the screen of rigidity, visible shapes, and apparent results in time. It goes direct, straight to the truth of things. All that escaped conception's narrow noose. Conception was characteristic of the first grade. It had a narrow noose to hold. Now he says, all that escaped conception's narrow noose, vision described and gripped sight. No thinking, but sight, vision, discovers it and grips it. Their seeing thoughts filled the blanks left by the seeking sense. The seeking sense was the operating faculty in the first gradation. Now it is the seeing thought. High architects of possibility and engineers of the impossible, mathematicians of the infinitudes and theoricians of unknowable truths, they formulate enigmas, postulates. These archangel beings, they formulate all these various paradoxes, enigmas, and join the unknown to the apparent worlds. It is they who join the unknown to these apparent worlds. Acolytes, they wait upon the timeless power. The cycle of our works investigate. They investigate the round of the works of the timeless power. Passing our fence of worldless privacy, the power in its works erects a fence of privacy. But these acolytes, passing her fence of worldless privacy, their mind could penetrate her occult mind. What is behind, what is the intention of this power? And draw the diagram of her secret thoughts. They read the codes and ciphers she had sealed, the various formulas, the various symbols which the timeless power had kept hidden. These angels, archangels, read copies they made of all her guarded plans. They xeroxed copies for every turn of her mysterious course. To the normal mind it appeared mysterious. Why? That power changes its direction. Here, for every turn of her mysterious course, assigned a reason, an unchanging rule. They discovered a rule, they gave a reason why what was considered to be mysterious was not really mysterious. I think we could stop there. Meditation is over. Thank you.